Online Podcast, June 6th, 2005. Hello, welcome, welcome everyone. Tuan-tuan dan puan-puan, selamat datang, selamat sejahtera. I'm heading to my car. I'm heading out. It's about 9:30-ish in the evening. I'm just gonna go over to my brother's to hang out, and I thought I would do a recording. Since I don't have much time, as usual, at home to do any recording, I thought I'll do that. Okay. So, how are you doing? I don't really have any topic to talk about, but I just thought, you know, I'm going out and I'm so used to doing a podcast in my car that I should just carry my recorder with me and see what I have to say. Now, I do have one thing though, that I've been wanting to tell you maybe 3 or 4 shows ago, and I forgot. That is, you know, Fausto Fernos has this wonderful podcast called feastoffools.net, and I'm a listener since the very, very beginning, because I get to know him through Madge Weinstein, of course, and found the website. Oh, of course, I think he was probably on Madge Weinstein's show before Feast of Fools was on. He would call in, and he was even at one point known as the self-loathing minority. So, let me see if I can find like a local radio station or some classical, no classical music. Nope, no music. I thought if they were playing classical music, you can probably put the music in the background. What was I saying? Oh yeah, and so I'm a listener at Feast of the show called Feast of Fools on. What am I saying? I'm listening. I listen to Fausto's podcast, and so he has this contest called the Flickr Pro contest, and what it is he was calling for outrageous pictures of listeners, and we'll send it in, and then the picture that has the most comments and most viewed will win the Flickr Pro account. And if you don't know about Flickr, Flickr is like a picture hosting website that does a very good job, I have to say. I really like using Flickr alongside with my blog, my own blog. So I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll send in a couple of my pictures. So if you haven't seen those pictures, you can still go to Fausto's website to comment on those pictures, really. And then that would increase the chance of me winning. But, you know, it was kind of fun, you know. And if I win, great. If not, it doesn't matter. But the main thing that I want to tell you about is most of my listeners, the current listener, probably did not get to hear, not many of you get to hear the first few podcasts of mine. And if you haven't done that, you probably haven't heard me and my brother talk about Fanta commercial spoof Halloween costume fun that we had last Halloween. So So if you haven't done, you haven't seen the picture of me, my brother, a friend of mine, John, and another friend, Will, we dressed up as the Fanta girls. So I don't know if you remember those Fanta, don't you wanna Fanta, the TV commercial, or I think it was started as a movie theater commercial before it actually got onto TV. So we did that, and it was like a very, very elaborate costume planning and building and everything, you know, because we're all gay. And that makes the project even more more fun. Well, fun right now. When we were building it, it was really, really tough. Well, by building, I mean sewing. And not only did we sew the costume ourselves, we actually did so we had like a pre-production meeting. I remember vividly, my brother and I went out to lunch. He's got that idea since like the second time he saw the TV commercial, because he said, oh my gosh, this commercial is so annoying in the movie theater. And he said, oh my gosh, and suddenly it clicked that it would be fun to be doing them as our Halloween costume. So he called me and went to lunch. We looked at the outfit that they were wearing, and we talk about ideas. And you know, since I sew a little bit, I have some experience with sewing, and so I can look at the project and see how hard or how difficult or how much time it's gonna take. And of course, it's not that easy. And the thing is, first of all, even if you're sewing by the pattern that comes out of the envelope that you can buy, you know, those patterns that you buy from, like, you know, Joann etc. or Hancock Fabrics or whatever, Crafts of Michaels or Hobby Lobby. All those patterns, even out of the box, is not easy to sew, because it's just a pattern. It's not a pattern made for you. So what we have to do is if it is out of the box. So we were trying to search to see if there's pattern or if we can buy the costume. And since it's so new, nobody was making it yet. And so we have to eventually, what we did was we find the closest pattern possible and then modified it. Not only modifying the pattern, but also modifying the size. And so before we do that, we all have to go out and buy bras. this is exciting. And the last time I talked about it, we didn't go into too much detail. It was just one of the subjects. And then, of course, I received a fan. I was watching the Star Wars show earlier on VH1. So the word fan is in my head. One of my dear listeners from Minnesota emailed me and said that he enjoys listening when the show is a little bit more narrowed and not as jumpity hoopity. You know, I still do that, but you know, he said that he enjoys shows that has a more specific topic. So my first few shows, it was really touching on an issue and go away. And so it's almost like, in Chinese we call zǒu mǎ kàn huā, or it's like riding, like enjoying the flowers while you're riding on a horse is what it means. So you can imagine it was just a short thing, touch on, okay, we did that, blah blah blah. And it was more of that experience because it was fairly recent when we did the recording, because I think I did that show back in November, and and of course the Halloween party was like beginning of November or end of October. Yeah, it was actually on and around, like it was on the 30th of October or something like that. My parents were still here, and so we went out to purchase our bras. And of course it's kind of embarrassing, But the good thing is my mom went with us. We were at a Target, and my mom went with us, and we have to find bras. We want to find bras that has no lace, so it doesn't get pressed. You know, there's no pattern. And I don't know, there's a kind of bra, I think there's like a seam in between the boob. So we don't want that kind, we want the round kind because we don't have any boobs. So one that's really smooth and round. And so my mom went with us, and she was like selecting for us, and she's like putting the bra on us and see, okay, is this too big, is this too small, blah blah blah. And there's like cup size, there's two sizes, if you don't know about this. There are two sizes, I think. One is the breast size, I think. And then there's the cup size, which is how much capacity, I guess, capacity it will hold. So So we went and tried on our bras, and got the bras, and fine. We were trying to make up our fake boobs consistent in size. So I have decided that I want to use, socks. My lovely Costco socks that's really soft. I think it's like 1.5 pair. One pair of the socks. I ended up using the facial towels, the kind that, you know, washcloth. Is it washcloth? Yeah, the small square washcloths. I ended up using that, two of that, and I folded into triangle because the bra is not a complete round. It's kind of like a slight triangle. Like close to where your cleavage is supposed to be, it doesn't have as much fabric. So I would do that, and okay. So that, you know, that is to create a consistent bra size. And then I we put on our bras, kind of create like a fake hip. I ended up buying a fake fake ass, fake buttocks, and a fake hip, because I have really square hip. I have like straight down hip, so I have to, in fact, I put those fake hips on, and I still have to stuff it with socks. Anyway, so we would, you know, try to create our female figure as much as how we want it to be, and then we'll take the measurement. After we take the measurement, we'll sew the costumes, which took forever. And I'm glad my mom was here to help us. She was like sewing until like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to rush, so that we can wear those costumes the next night. Of course, we started too late, and that's a couple of months after I started my second job, so I truly, honestly don't have any spare time to do that kind of project. And so we ended up sewing the project really late, all of us. I'm the purple one, which whose name is Sophia. Purple. Oh, my hair! I have to talk about my hair, because I love doing hair. Ever since I was a kid, I love doing fixing hair and stuff. Not just on me, but mostly not on me, but on other people, unless I have a wig on. I would, you know, have my cousins come over, and I'll play with their hair, and I'll tie different things. You know, how gay am I? And so, it's okay, because it's June, it's Pride Month, so I should be proud of my, I am always proud of my gayness. But, you know, so I love hair. So I did hair. What I did was, I have found, it's really hard to find wig that is big. And first of all, when you are a man trying to dress up like a woman, kind of like a drag queen, you know, you have to find wigs that is made for drag queens, or for women that is extremely large. Because Otherwise, the hair is just going to be too small. And it's going to look odd because your face is going to be so big and your hair is so little. So it's going to look ugly. So what I did was I bought a hair. It's almost like a hair piece. It has a front, like a headband kind of thing, and then the headband turned into hair. But instead of using that, putting a headband over my forehead, I actually took I folded the headband inward, and then there's like a little fork thing that you poke through your hair, and then I put lots of pins around it, and then I actually leave a big chunk of the front chunks of my hair, and that time I was intentionally growing it out for a few months so that it's very long, and the color was perfect. The color was exactly the color of the wig, my hair color. I was coloring my hair a little lighter, kind of slight, like a little auburn color. So it was perfect. The color matches just perfectly. And then since the character, the Sophia character, has a hair that goes upward, and wig is really hard to do hairline. So I thought I'll grow my hair out, and then I'll put my hair behind the front, kind of on the crown of my head, and then I hairspray the front part of my hair and blend it into the hairpiece. Oh my gosh, it looks so good. And everybody thought it was my own hair, or it's a really expensive, good, wig. And so, which I bought it from eBay really cheaply. I think it was like $20 or something. But so it turned out really great. And I'm here already at my brother's. So let me see if I have anything else to say. Oh, Pookie. Oh, sorry. My car just went for it. So we were all very pretty. And so if you want to check out I will put the link up on my website to where you can go see that particular picture. It is actually on my Flickr site. But I don't know if this is illegal. If I put the picture that was on Fausto's, if I use Fausto's, off the same picture, it's placed on Fausto's website also. So I'm going to take Fausto's picture and put it on my website. Maybe that might generate a few more traffic, amount of times viewed and all that. And there's also another picture that I will also be posting also. It's the Sopranos pictures, like a spoof that we did, that is also already on my blog, but I thought I'll rejuvenate those pictures and maybe you'll comment about it. If you have enough comments and you have enough people viewing the picture, I might actually win the Flickr Pro account. Take a sip of drink. So I think that's going to be about it. And this is just entirely about telling you a little bit about my costume and my hair. And I actually have a friend did the makeup because I'm not very good at it. I'm okay, but he's better. So we did all the makeup, blah, blah, blah. I might actually post a few more pictures on there too. Yeah, but after this, I'm going to show just one or two pictures, one of the Sopranos and one of the Fanta. And then some of the time I'll show you more of the preparation pictures. Because I really look like a Filipino whore is what I look like. Or like a Thai, what do they call it? What is it called? Lady boy or something. Those trannies. So I will show you the picture later. But right now, just go to my website. If you get this straight from my feed, go straight to my website at onlinepodcast.com and then go and view my fantabulous picture. Okay? Thank you so much. And if you can comment on the picture, it'll be great. Then it'll generate me some traffic. And maybe I'll win the Flickr account, which is like $25. But anyway, it's always feel good to win. But You realize I've never used my podcast to ask you to go to Podcast Alley. So this is my first time really whoring for this. But anyway, I'm getting ready to go into my brother's house now. So I will talk to you another time. And head over to my website. And you can also call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN or email me at online@gmail.com. But this show, the purpose is for you to go to my website, take a look at my experience last year being first time in my whole life in drag. And I scared a whole lot of people, I have to say. Check that out and let me know what you think. And also check out Fausto's podcast also. It's one of my favorite shows. Thank you so much. I will talk to you another time. And in the meantime, take care all. And don't forget to smile.